This is the brief on ethical, legal, and responsible computing for educators. Okay, so digital computers and networks. They've really changed the game for educators when it comes to, you know, ethical, legal, and responsible, or ELR computing. And listen, the stakes are pretty high. If you mess up, violate professional standards or the law, you can be held personally liable. Seriously, your school, they don't have to back you up. So let's get straight into what you need to know. Three key things. First off, it all starts with protection, specifically protecting your systems. This is kind of the basic stuff, right? Keeping your hardware and software safe from, well, vandalism, theft, even just physical accidents. Second thing, protecting your digital stuff. That means your data and intellectual property. For data, you got to prevent damage, whether someone does it on purpose or just by accident. And for intellectual property, you absolutely have to follow those software license agreements to the letter and steer clear of any copyright trouble. No shortcuts there. Finally, let's talk about your responsibility to students in making sure access is fair. You got to model responsible computer use, because guess what? Your students are watching and they'll copy you. And here's a really important point the source makes. Just using computers for enrichment or like a reward, that might actually be seen as malpractice. Every single student, especially the ones facing disadvantages, deserves a solid, tech-filled education. It's not just an extra. So ELR computing really boils down to keeping systems safe, playing by the rules with intellectual property, and truly committing to fair access for all your students.